Good morning, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agendized item for DSD general business. And that's where we find ourselves right now. So Jay, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Josh is going to give you our work on the administrative division, land division.
Okay.
And then our statistics for the month.
Okay, all right.
We've got it in a format that we think will work for you.
Oh, cool.
And start being more regular reporting to you.
Nice. Thank you, good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for the inspiration on the haircut. All right, so let's start with the administrative division sheet. It's on top of the folder you've got.
Okay.
We're kind of at the end of our research phase. That's where we're at. Reason I wanted to provide this briefing was mainly the next step, public outreach. In my 20 years of working with elected officials, surprises are not good. So in late June, we will likely be sending out two surveys. One more for technical experts that we interact with on a regular basis, people that know our ordinance, if you will, and one for the general public. So you'll probably get questions about that. And then in mid to late August, we're going to have a public meeting. People can come in. Welcome to do both. They're just different types of interaction, and we'd welcome people to come to both. Also, any help you could give us on getting the word out. When we launch that, we're going to be doing it with the help of Mr. Williams, and we've already been talking to him. Looking in September for a board workshop. I know we had said August on that earlier. Sorry about that. Just, workload issues. Got to balance that out a little. And purpose of that, I really want to start laying the track for that. We're going to take the research, what we heard from the public, probably in a series of bullet points so we can have a discussion and say, board, this is what we're hearing. Based on our expertise, we think an ordinance should have the following points. Get your feedback on that. And then go into drafting the ordinance and then our public process for adopting that ordinance. It would come back to you. My goal would be by the end of the year. Now, we've got AOI, area of impact things coming on that. So I would say that's going to be the priority because that's a state deadline. But if we can, we'd like to work this in as well. But we'll see. We've got the flexibility, I feel. So.
Okay.
And is there anything I can answer for you with regard to that?
I don't have any questions, Chairman. But I really appreciate the process and the opportunity for the public to provide feedback and be reviewed by the board. We get regular inquiries on why certain things are done or not done the way that they are. And so I think, thank you for leading that charge. I think this is should always be considered a dynamic process, which means we're always evaluating, we're always looking, we're always trying to figure out how to not be so far in arrears in some cases on areas of the county and one of the fastest growing counties in the United States. So,
yeah, and to me, just because other places do things a certain way doesn't mean we're doing it wrong, but it's good to take the temperature.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear because when we met with some folks on a private road, they're like, hey, why is it wrong that we're doing it this way? It's not. It's just, let's recognize what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, if nothing else comes out of this, we can improve clarity.
Yeah.
That's my main goal, if nothing else. There's numbers of lots, discussions, things like that, and that's all fine. That can be debated and adjusted. But at the end of the day, if we make it easier to understand, that's a positive move.
Chairman and I would agree and say that meets our goal of what's on the wall for transparency and respect and just helping the public. They should be able to understand what it is we're doing. A lot of people don't know, and when they come in with an oops, I didn't know, somehow, there needs to be a bigger piece in the communication on how we get that out.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I think we shouldn't write an ordinance in a vacuum. We do need input from others that are affected by it. We need input in-house and a across the valley, like Josh says, as far as taking the temperature of the public. But the Administrative Land Division ordinance, I mean, it has been updated a few times over the years, but it's basically from the day it was implemented in 1979, there were interpretations the second day, first application, and it's been interpreted 1,000 ways to Sundays. And if nothing else, I want to clear that up, and I don't want to have to pass an ordinance or get an ordinance approved that then we have to start interpreting the next day. That's silly.
Yeah.
Get it right the first time.
We wouldn't have a binder of policies that is like a code beside a code.
Right.
That's just not best practice. And so that's something I want to avoid while I'm here. And I also think there's another category of ordinance where we don't need to have public meetings. If we're putting a visual exhibit in the ordinance that just displays what it's saying, that's another matter entirely. Or the cleanup I'm doing that you'll see on July 30th. Those are clarification items. And again, it's not really changing anything. It's, hey, the code's conflicting in these two instances. What have we
been
doing, you know?
Yeah. And Chairman, can I make a comment? So Commissioner Brooks, I appreciate his posture. It's a really well-diversified board, but to his point on layers of government, property rights, how much overreach is too much overreach, getting down to clarifying what it is we need to have any ordinance on and then what needs to be guided. The public takes its share of liberties in interpreting it on its own and using that in a way that if we're not clear, how can they be clear? So I think this will be a really great process.
Yeah, and my, you know, as far as the clarity goes, I would like somebody who's had a family farm for years and years is like, what do I have? What do I have that may not end up in farming? What can I do? Can I read this and understand?
Yeah.
And maybe that's like a kind of an in-between step where we get kind of some people in, hey, can you understand this?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And Chairman, can I say too, I think with the level of engagement that this board has, that it would be beneficial for certain sub areas in the county to do what we did about 2 years ago. And that's actually to go out there, even if we have to take a clerk, which is fine, and just look at what's boots on the ground. What does this look like? How is it evolving? Is this appropriate? And then evaluating those areas and how they interface with the area of impact discussion. I think that'll be a really key piece. We had an organization in here a couple of days ago where we need to start requesting comments from them because it's a huge part of Canyon County. So all that will be just a positive step and good leadership.
So I would ask that in part of your research that I understand that the law is for the ordinances are for Canyon County or Canyon Counties. That said, we have the most political subdivisions of any county in the state, and we exceed the next one by close to 20 some, a little bit over. So we're at 64 to, depends what you do with drainage districts, but they also have some authority of how the land is used too. So I'm getting to the point, my point is, yes, we're unique, but I think we have such a clouded history that we do need some research on the clarification and a little bit of, you know, Ada County did this and Payette County did that and Hawaii County does this. The reason I'm saying that is we have people that get convoluted in what surrounding counties do compared to what Canyon County does. And I think we're unique among all of our surrounding counties. We've really gone somewhere where none of the counties, in my understanding of all 44 counties, we're clear at the extreme of what we've attempted to do and what we've attempted to interpret. And there needs to be a little bit of the background of that as much as is beneficial in going forward during the public outreach and then the board workshop.
Yeah, because we are going to consider them in that technical group agencies. I think another concern I have is using the fact that we've got all those different districts to play against or take advantage of, and I would like anything that comes out of this to say, try to reduce that as much as possible.
Yeah, I definitely would. And so, okay.
All right.
Sounds good. I appreciate the 50,000 foot view of that.
Sure. Going into this report now, before I launch into this, I just have a couple things I'd like you to think about. This is a calendar to date report. So I could take it back to the beginning of the fiscal year if you'd like. That's one thing I'd like to ask. Another big picture, would you prefer a PDF of this instead of the book report type thing? And then as you look through it, maybe is this too much info? Is this not enough type of thing? You know, just feedback if, hey, I don't need the detail you're providing. It's just me cutting stuff out of a spreadsheet. So this is for you. So that's why I'm asking these questions. So I'll run through this. I'll kind of high level it, if you will. Mr. Brooks, do you already have a comment?
I like PDFs.
You do?
Well, PDFs are immediately available then on the website when we get done with this hearing. And we know we have several frequent flyers that we listen to it and want all of the documentation instantly, sometimes with a public record request. So PDFs would be preferred.
Yeah, and Chairman, I appreciate what you're saying. I still like the presentation here for us, and then the PDF, we can follow page by page. That, however, it works best for everyone, but I appreciate the booklet.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So one point of interest here, the reason I even put this in an order intentionally, because most of our, if you think about everything as a project, we start with zoning. That gets you your more lots, your entitlements. Then you go on to permitting, which is building, then maintenance, which is our code enforcement. So moving through in that order, application numbers are interesting in my opinion, because if you go through to our PI, there it is, it's on page 4 at the bottom. We've done 94 less than last year. There could be a couple reasons for that. I'd be speculating, though. You see things like that. There's a few things in here where we've done less than last year. Overall, though, we're only down 23 applications out of a total of, you know, 312 this year. If I look at revenue on the whole, that's page 8. The zoning applications, they're up about $28,000 approximately. And I've got this overall total at the very end of the report I'll go through. So we've done a few less applications, but the revenue is up. Our fees have only been in place since March 20th, our new fees. So it's hard to speculate on what a full year of that would look like at the end of the day. But I think, you know, in March of 26, we'll have a great feel for what that impact was.
Sure.
So building applications, I think one thing I have found folks in your position look at as a reflection of how we're doing is single family permits. On page 10, about midway through the page, there's a large residential category on the second column. The new are the homes, and we're up about 50. So I think, you know, that's a positive number right there. And overall, funny enough, the overall permits are up 50, and I don't think that exactly has to do with that, but it's a sign folks are still building houses as of the beginning of the year. And I had to turn the page sideways because of just the nature of this report. But going through to page 14, our building permits are up around 312,000. So I think that's a positive thing as well. Their fees were adjusted as well beginning on March 20th.
Not near as drastically as the planning applications.
And usually those are a multiplier of reported value. We're relying on what people tell us, quite honestly. So
Is there any audit?
No.
Should there be?
I have discussed that with the building official the past 2 weeks, and he is interested in going down that road to, there are other jurisdictions that I've been involved in and have projects in the past that they actually do. You give a value when you submit the building permit, and before that you get your certificate of occupancy, you have to verify what the real value was. And so when you look at that, what Tom is also interested in looking at is really the fee structure, our fee structure, and the information that it's based on, code information that it's based on, how relevant or appropriate that it is to this area. And that involves talking to other jurisdictions as well, and they have been, they continue outreach with the other municipalities and other counties in the area to see where they stand and how they're going about it, what their levels of you know, what their permit numbers are and what the values are, to make sure that we are copacetic and in line with the industry as far as building permits are concerned. It's an ongoing issue, but yeah, we're going to figure out how to really implement more of an auditing.
So,
just to truth it.
I agree, because it's a little bit bothersome, because the trades, when they do their permit, they have to be accurate. And it doesn't matter whether you're using new equipment or used equipment, they have to declare a reasonable value for that. And I just think that either we have to have some mechanism that on violation of their oath that they're telling the truth or whatever, even if they're telling the truth, you know, you can have somebody who's inexperienced and, yeah, this building only really cost me $25 a square foot, when there's no way that you could even start with the structure starting at $50 a square foot. And I think that legally and procedurally we need to get something put in place.
Well, on top of that.
Okay.
And finally, the last category where we would like to see some negative numbers is code enforcement. And that is page 16. We're only up 5, and our most popular category is usually that junk, trash, and debris category, and we're a little down in that. That's a lot of that Linda Lane, to bring it back to that. It's just what it sounds like, you know, junk cars, things like that, piles of scrap metal. With this, you could, I mean, instead of running down the list, I think somebody trying to build a structure without a building permit, that's number one there. Usually we get a complaint and that is filtered to the building department to help that customer out. Hey, let's get you a permit. Let's start some inspections. That gets tougher as the building gets further along, but that's how we handle that. Yeah, I mean, this is just a breakdown at the end of the day. So last page, summary here. Total, we're up over last year, $339,000, so almost $340,000. I will say these construction numbers, these permits tend to undulate throughout the year. We're probably not going to continue to be this far up by December, or we could be breaking even or a slight negative. It looks good now, and that's a positive, but I'm just trying to temper expectations. So. So like I said, you can email Jay and I if you've got different ideas for what you want to see here, different levels of information.
Okay. I want to go back to what I was talking about, value on building permit, and I just want to make note that the county is in litigious discussions with perhaps one of the largest buildings in the county about the construction value of what the building's worth. So I don't want to be necessitating that I'm prejudicial against just residential building permits. It happens the whole spectrum from the little shed that's over 200 square foot clear up to the building that's 200,000 square foot or much, much larger than that. So I just want to be fair to everybody.
Sure.
Good report. What do you think?
Thank you. I appreciate the high level overview, and if we have questions about the detail, and Chairman, I appreciate you, your comments on maybe shoring up that part of our building department that has needed attention. It's again, when you have cooperative working partnerships with your departments and between elected officials, you can get a lot more done. So, and you have a lot of experience and appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
The only thing I would suggest is that, you ask a question we haven't answered. Do we want this report fiscal year or calendar year?
Yeah.
What do we want? Because we're showing revenue, I would say that we need to go fiscal year, which might be confusing to the public because they work on a calendar year. But I don't want staff trying to figure out the numbers in between and a budget difference. And what do you think?
We have reports for both.
You have both.
And they're auto-generated reports monthly. So
what do you think?
I think the lay people understand what you're saying, calendar year.
So let's go with calendar year. Okay. And then when you give reports to us, you need to make some kind of denotation at the bottom and say, this number is only good for this month. Do not use this number to make projections forward. It's just a snapshot in time.
Yeah.
Okay. Some kind of, because good intentions will be used against you. And so we need to make a notation of that below that.
I'll do that on the title page.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send the PDF over to admin staff.
Thank you.
All right.
Perfect. All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else you'd like to bring to our attention or discuss that needs to be on the record?
Do we have a mechanism in your department that monitors the total number of incoming calls? I'm not aware that we do.
I'm not sure either.
Greg?
Mr. There is actually a log and tracking through IT on incoming phone calls. We can pull reports.
It would be interesting just as a blind statistic of how many calls were submitted to DSD.
Okay.
My thought is that it shows the volume of stuff that's taking time away from actually getting completed product. And so it matters. And
it matters to the public as far as the accessibility.
Yeah.
Standpoint.
You know, any kind of metrics below that is very difficult to deal with. Number of minutes on per call. Can we do that? We might do that because it does show the amount of staff time that it's taking that you're literally communicating on the phone. If those are available easily from IT, it's a blind statistical number. If that doesn't make sense later on, let's talk about it. But I think it's good information for the public.
Certainly.
I'll have something for you in that arena the first meeting in July.
Okay, perfect. All right. What else?
I think we're good.
We're still on schedule for the, I'm just going to call it the roads deal, private roads. Is it private roads?
Private roads are scheduled for the 31st.
Right? Yeah, July 31st.
July 31st. Okay.
Yeah. And we'll sit down with you prior to that meeting in July, early enough in July, with an update on the workshop that we had and the conversations we've had.
Perfect.
So Zach, our legal staff was at that meeting as well, so.
Okay.
Full gamut at that point. I didn't want to do it right after the workshop because everybody would forget.
Right. Yeah, no, that's fine.
At that time. I also wanted to know, we did put out the call for P&Z commissioner applications. I haven't got any yet. I did talk to a woman last Friday about it. She was interested, so. And she lives inside of it. City of area city impact, but it's one we aren't represented in, so that's kind of it's a positive. We'll see if she needed to talk to her husband about it, but okay. There is some interest.
There is some
more interest, but we're getting word out. So,
Aaron, do we just have it generically posted out there, or can we refresh that? Or
Chair Halton and the board, yeah, we can refresh that and put that out there again. I can come up with a different strategy that I was actually game planning. I was going to run by Jay.
Okay.
And so I think it's a good position getting it back on the radar. I also know specific individuals that I think would be a good fit for it. And so I was curious how you guys all felt about me just contacting people that I've been interacting with within the community for this opportunity.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
I think it's a great idea.
Recruiting is good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep. That would be good. Okay, all right.
We'll keep you posted on that. That's, I set a June 20th deadline, and we'll see what we get by then, and
okay.
We extend it as appropriate, so
okay.
If necessary.
All right. Is our plan still to go up to 7 on P&Z so we can do a quorum?
2.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, I appreciate the short, sweet, and to the point. Thank you.
All right.
We'd like to dash in and give you a lot of information and
dash in. Dash away. All right. I like it.
Okay. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you.